Good morning, folks, and happy Sabbath. What a high day this is. We wish to welcome each one of you. I want to encourage you, please, to allow there to be room at the cross for everyone. Amen? And so we are filling up quickly, and I am praising God. I want to see this be a snapshot of what every Sabbath looks like after this, especially for Sabbath school time. I was telling Elder Snaiman that we need to have this kind of attendance at Sabbath school, church. What do you say? I'm telling you, Jesus is coming, and we are told in the book of Hebrews that as we see the day approaching, we need to gather together what? More and more. So let's gather close together today and make as much room as we can. Don't leave empty space between you. Allow someone else to sit. And we also have pews up here. Don't be shy. If we need seating, we can come up here in the choir area and sit in the pews. So we just want to say, praise God for a high Sabbath day, and we are so glad to see each one of you worshiping with us. And I'm going to invite Pastor Phil Colburn to come up at this time.
Thank you, Pastor Herthel. Good morning, everyone. Today is a high day. I don't need to tell you that. You've been planning it for some time, and some of you perhaps feel like you've been planning it for 100 years. But what an opportunity again this Sabbath day to worship the Lord in the beauty of His holiness. And I just want to say welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church family and friends at family worship, celebrating, rejoicing that God has blessed you and this community the past 100 years. Started a little meagerer than today, right? A little smaller. But as your pastor said, maybe we can make sure attendance like this happens every Sabbath from here on. I probably won't be back next Sabbath, but the rest of you will, right? All right, well, we are delighted to have been invited back and to share as giving the welcome today. I had the privilege of being your pastor way back there. Let's see. The KJV was written by then. 1993 to 98, we were privileged to be here. And I just want to say at this point that I know God is going to continue to richly bless this church as you stand for truth, as you seek to uphold God's will in your life. You want to reach out to the community. A few items we want to touch on. You know the main theme of today. Three words: lest we forget. And that's kind of a challenge to us, isn't it? Remember, lest we forget. Our Sabbath school superintendent just a little bit ago led us into understanding that little statement in Life Sketches, page 196, where that little thought is gleaned from, I'm sure, in saying, in reviewing our past history. Ellen White says, having traveled over every step of advance to this present standing, I can say praise God. As I see what the Lord has wrought, I am filled with astonishment and with confidence in Christ as leader. And then she goes on to say, we have nothing to fear for the future. Amen. Except lest we forget, right? Except what? Except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us and His teaching in our past history. Today we're remembering the past history, aren't we? We're remembering how God led us. And let's continue to move forward with that thought. In fact, I understand the deacons have a special memo that you will be able to cherish. I'd like to just invite them to go ahead and pass one of these bookmarks to every individual here. And if you know that you have some, you know, another friend that just couldn't be here that have to, the deacon might even give you two or three. But this is going to be a special token of this special celebration, 100 years of ministry, 1915 to 2015. And you can keep it in your Bible. You can post it on the refrigerator or wherever you'd like to, in special memory of this day, this high Sabbath, and the celebration we are enjoying. Once they've been able to distribute to everyone, I want us to read together. I want us to reflect on the little scripture that's given there. While they're passing these bookmarks out, I want to remind you that following our worship service this morning, there will be a picnic-style lunch in the fellowship hall. And if you choose to eat in the fellowship hall, that's perfectly fine. If you choose to slip out of the side door there and go into the tent, you might feel a little bit more of the climate of 1915 and enjoy the blessings of your meal that way. But either way, you're invited to a special picnic luncheon. And all through this day, it's going to be a high opportunity to reflect on how God has led in the past. But on a little side room here, the library room, off to the side, there are many memorable items, historic items that you'll want to take a look at on display there in that room. And it'll be there. It's there now. It'll be there throughout the day. And you'll want to just take a little bit of time to browse through that whenever you have a free minute here or there. Back to our bookmark. Let's look at the text there. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 23. Let's say it all together, shall we? Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. That's a good text, isn't it? Amen. Hold fast. He who has promised is faithful. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll reconvene here in the sanctuary, and that promises to be a very rich time of reflections, looking back and following the history of the past 100 years. I wonder, was anybody here born in 1915? Please stand. You know, Royce won't even stand with me. All right. You know, if my mother was here, she would be able to stand. She celebrated her 100th birthday, June 29. And if her mind was as good as her body, she'd be raring to go. Because my doctor brother says, I check her vitals and they're all great. But there's another vital that we've got to use as our mind, and she's a little confused at times, and we have fun together, but it's a little different. But you know, she was born the year Ellen White died. And I try to tell her, you know, from time to time, it was because, you know, we needed another prophet. No, we don't really need another prophet, do we? Unless God decides. Well, anyway, 100 years. What a brief time in the history of forever. Amen? What a brief time. You know, the Bible tells us that to the Lord, time is not the same as us. You know, 1,000 years a day, you know, like 1,000 years is like a day to him. If you reflect on that, Jesus was here just 2 days ago. And this mess started only about 4 days before that. Right? And he says, I'm coming quickly. Is he really coming quickly? Is he really coming quickly? Yes. Amen. He's coming soon. How soon is soon? We don't know. But praise the Lord, he's coming soon. He's 100 years closer than he was when the Midland Church was founded. That's exciting, isn't it? So this afternoon, we'll enjoy that reflection. And everybody, hopefully, will have at least 100 to 102% still coming this afternoon, right? And enjoying that 3 o'clock. And if you happen to get a little hungry, there's going to be a light supper provided after that, too. So you see, it's going to be a full day, full opportunities, all kinds of privileges to share together and rejoice together. 100 years. I wonder how many pastors there has been of the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. Dick Shell's going to share with us now, a member here, and he's going to share a little bit of the pastoral history, I guess, those who sent expressions of welcome. And Dick, tell us about it.